Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you'll have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
Well, strong early pressure through the livestock complex yesterday led to additional buyer support moving into the complex due to lack of market activity. Front month live cattle futures posted moderate gains, while strong buyer support posted triple-digit gains in the lean hog complex. The cash cattle activity remained generally quiet, with showless distribution and inventory the main agenda items following active trade through Tuesday. Early pressure quickly slipped into lackluster market direction in live cattle futures yesterday as buying support slowly trickled back into the market. Markets remained unfocused and vulnerable to additional market shifts in the coming week. Overall, trade activity is not expected to increase over the near future, with many traders away from the market during the holiday week. On the cash cattle call, activity in the cattle cash markets expected to remain sluggish at least through tomorrow. There may be a few initial token bids developing, but more likely the expectation that packers and feeders will assess the market and actively step into the complex later this week. On the grains, winter wheat contracts posted new lows late last week, so the obvious follow-through activity would be a double-digit rally coming out of a three-day holiday weekend. Logical only if one's talking about wheat, a complex known for its characteristic technical head fakes. Technically, not much has changed even with yesterday's impressive move. Wednesday's session's expected to be far quieter today, with traders keeping an eye on the other grains and the U.S. dollar index as the day progresses. The best way to describe the corn market is to say it's consolidating. The last 13 weeks have seen the March contract trade between technical support at 347 and resistance at 367, with only a few minor excursions outside that range. Soybean contracts were showing small gains early this morning, supported by the continued strength of the global oilseed complex at large. The overnight rally occurred after the market had eased back early, taking a small break from Tuesday's impressive 20-cent-plus rally. We'll check all your futures right after this.
Since 1987, Superior Livestock has been bringing the market to you live via satellite and now also online. To learn more about America's leader in livestock marketing, call Superior at 800-422-2117 or check us out at SuperiorLivestock.com.
It's a new cattle drive for tomorrow day. Market your livestock the Superior way.
Checking our cattle futures, live cattle February down 30 at 116, April down 35 at 113.97, January feeder cattle down 77 at 129.95, and the March down 75, 125.95, February hogs up 155 at 64.75, April up 90 at 66.77. Kansas City hard red winter wheat, March up 12.5 at 418.75, and the May was up 12.5 at 430. Chicago wheat, March up 16 cents, 409.5, and May was up 14.75, 421.5. March corn up 9.25 at 355, and the May up 8.75 at 361.25. January soybeans up 25.75 yesterday, 10.14.75. March up 26.75 at 10.24.25. On our cotton futures, March up 18, 69.92. May was up 18, 70.35. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.